The Industrial Takeoff. Nothing in human history, however, really prepared humanity or the Earth for what came after 1800. The gradual rise of the human population, from perhaps 10 million in 8000 BC to 500 million in AD 1800, was followed by an explosion of human population that has changed everything about us and the natural environment. As of 1800, give or take a few decades, we entered the age of the Anthropocene, when human activity became the dominant driver of the natural environment. Starting around 1800, the traditional limits on the human population gave way to unprecedented new technologies. Before then, humanity had lived on the contemporaneous energy of the sun, mainly in the forms of food, fuel wood, fibers, and a modest capture of wind and water power. Since 1800, humanity has lived on the treasure trove of hoarded solar power that is packaged in fossil fuels. Until 1800, when not beset by epidemics, the human population was limited in number by the ability to grow food and to provision other basic needs, cooking fuels, animal traction, water, shelter. After 1800, those same limits could be surmounted by coal, oil, and natural gas. Those fossil fuels were the results of photosynthesis eons ago, perhaps 300 to 350 million years in the past, when plant and animal material had become buried in the Earth's crust, separated from humanity until miners began to dig up the stuff at the start of the Industrial Age. After humans harnessed those fuels, the traditional limits on food, water, transport, shelter, all gave way to the new fossil fuel-driven technologies. While the Industrial Revolution encompasses a vast range of ingenious technological breakthroughs that have transformed every dimension of life, the steam engine was the pivotal initiator of the revolution and the very emblem of it. This is because the mobilization of a new and vast energy resource, coal, was the key step in every other industrial process. Coal made possible factory production, for example, the textile industry, heavy industry, steel production, transport, railroads, ocean freight, and chemical processing, which solved huge problems in provisioning human society. Food could be carried vast distances. Hinterlands such as the Argentine Pampas could be opened up for meat and grain production. Perishables could be refrigerated. Water could be pumped at huge scales and distances, and on and on. With the scientific breakthroughs related to electrification at the end of the 19th century, fossil fuels and hydroelectric power could be harnessed for still larger areas of human sustenance and well-being. And with the invention of the internal combustion engine, another fossil fuel, petroleum, could provide the decisive motive power of the 20th century. Interestingly, all of the unprecedented industrial might that was assembled and mobilized in the Industrial Revolution could not overcome certain barriers to human survival and population growth. By the end of the 19th century, food production was still hampered by a basic agronomic constraint. Even though it was now possible to open up vast lands around the globe, ship farming equipment and food across oceans, harness water for irrigation on unprecedented scales, harvest crops with an efficiency unachievable in the past, and process agriculture outputs, such as cotton, with industrial scale and speed, the soil nutrients needed to grow crops were still constraining the supply of foodstuffs for the world's population. Industrialization had eased the constraint a bit by allowing large-scale ocean transport of Chile's natural nitrate deposits to supply chemical fertilizers for Europe's farms, yet the nitrates were too limited in scale and too constrained by costs of production to solve the nutrient challenge. At the end of the 19th century, a leading British chemist, Sir William Crookes, predicted that the shortfall of nitrogen in the soils would lead to massive hunger in the face of the world's booming population unless new ways were found to harness Earth's nitrogen. Fossil fuel once again came to the rescue. Between 1908 and 1914, a group of industrial scientists, led by Fritz Haber and Karl Bosch, developed a way to use energy, natural gas and to a lesser extent hydropower, to convert atmospheric nitrogen, N2, into nitrogen-based compounds, such as urea, which provide nutrients to plants. This invention of the Haber-Bosch process for creating nitrogen-based chemical fertilizers not only created a vast global industry, but it also created the biological possibility of a massive expansion of the world's food supplies. The limiting factor of soil nitrogen had been overcome. Energy, and specifically fossil fuel, had set free the human population. Technology historian Václav Smil estimates that the Haber-Bosch process stands behind 80% of the increase of cereal production in the 20th century. The most important result was an explosion of human population, which on average was also better fed. Despite two world wars, ongoing epidemic diseases, massive dislocations of populations, and other checks to population increase, the world's population rose fourfold in the 20th century, from 1.5 billion to around 6 billion. Moreover, the industrial age had raised human productivity to unimaginable levels. The takeoff of population was matched by a simultaneous takeoff in average economic production per person. Just as with population, global and seemingly insuperable constraints to human productivity were unlocked in the industrial age. The dramatic increase in population and productivity meant, of course, that total economic activity on the planet was exploding. This book is continued on Disc 3.